Welcome back here to In Focus. My name is Brandon Peoples. I'm joined here by Riley Mayor Tim Sharp here. We've had a pretty good discussion here about the need for an ambulance station up in the north part of Riley County here. I know he's pushed for this. I know Riley, the community of Riley's been pushing for this for a while, and especially not just you guys, but a lot of the communities up there.
Correct. Myself and at least one other city council member have been in front of the county commissioners this year. I think some citizens have been down there as well. We haven't had a real coordinated effort to, but we're aware that they were there. I've just recently, when we became understood that, you know, they weren't going to look at our building, okay, we're going to have to do something different, bigger, more organized, get more people involved. So I've reached out to Riley County School District, went there to their meeting Monday night and asked for a letter of support to try to get an ambulance station in North County. The Riley County High School has, I don't know exactly, around 400 students 2 miles north of Riley, and then the grade schools in the city of Riley, and has probably 600 to 800 students. I don't know the exact numbers in there, but they travel a big part of Riley County that's not in Fort Riley. Riley County buses come down Anderson Avenue, clear down to Scenic Drive, and south of Anderson and Scenic to those apartments and stuff over there. We've got some up in Colbert Hills. We have some up, by the dam. Go to Riley County, and then Randolph, of course, takes the northeast corner of that as far as school students. But they cover a lot of people, a lot of Manhattan people, really. Their kids are up there every day, so that's, you know, a consideration. So that's why I went to them and asked that, and they agreed to give me a letter of recommendation. They're going to send one to the county commissioners as well. Talked to Lonnie Baker, the CEO of Metal Arc. They recently bought Autumn Hills north of Riley. It's a retirement or care for, I think they specialize in like dementia patients and so forth there that they house there. We reached out to Leonardville Nursing Home. She hasn't got back with me yet, but verbally I've got an okay that they're going to try to get something. And they have a thing with a lot of their patients go to Clay County Hospital, and the Clay County ambulance will run over there to transport people from Leonardville Nursing Home. But if it's a car wreck, they can't cross county lines. I don't quite understand how that all works, but that's, you know, that's probably part of the problem with all of this is we're all, you know, as Riley County people, we didn't want our Riley County ambulance going over to Pottawatomie County to service those people in Blue Township, and that's the same way that Clay County don't want to pay to run emergency over into Riley County. But somehow we need to work around this, you know, get some agreements or something between the counties that maybe we could make this happen a little quicker, because some of those are closer to the Clay County Hospital, and you know, that would make more sense to go that direction. But they can't because of their rules. We don't because of our rules here in Riley County the same way. I'm not picking on them. It's just maybe the rules need to change.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's some jurisdictional boundaries, I'm sure, that exist out here. But, you know, when it comes to life or death,
you don't really want that to matter.
Yeah, you'd think you could remove some of that red tape here. But I know that's probably another issue for another day. But
right.
But so as this continues, we talked during the break, this is not something that's going to change overnight here. This is going to take some time to, one, persuade commissioners to see it your way and maybe to eventually get something done up there.
True. And it is going to cost a lot of money. The ambulance directors gave a report in February of this year to the county commissioners, and I believe to staff a fifth ambulance, it was going to take about $451,000 a year. That's off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me, so if I'm off by a little bit, forgive me, but that's just the staffing. That's not the building. That's not maintenance. That's not supplies. That's not the ambulance itself. It's just the people that it would take to run one. So there is a big expense to this, and I understand that. But I feel like since the county patrons are already spending money on it, we need better representation up in that part of the county. So that's what we're pushing for.
And I don't know if this is something even I'm just thinking out loud here, but your community budgets probably are a little smaller than what I know they're smaller than what the county budgets are, but is that even a remote possibility that maybe the counties could or the cities could come together, including Manhattan, and maybe resolve an issue here?
It's possible. This is fairly new to Riley County to be operating this. It's going to take them a little bit to get their feet under them. I get that. But I just want to make sure that our voice is heard while they're getting this figured out and try to get us some better coverage up that way. City of Riley, our budget's about $1 million a year. And that covers sewer, water, streets, people, running the pool, all the pool repairs, and so... No. Yeah. adding another $500,000 in there on top of that just for people to run that, it would be pretty impossible for our city. But there's people outside the city that need to be serviced too. So I think the county's a good place for it to be. And I think it shares equally that way. It's already in that system. I think we just need to work with the system and try to get it to expand up our way.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this conversation develops over time. I know it's a big need up there in North Lane County, in North Riley County. Thank you so much for sharing this, Tim, and we'll have you on again sometime soon.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Okay. Again, Riley Mayor Tim Sharp, our guest here on News Radio KMN In Focus.
You thought you were still in Emporia there for a second, huh?
I did there for a minute, yeah.
Yep. Thank you very much, guys. Good job today. Coming up tomorrow, of course, if you missed any of this, check it out on our website, newsradiokman.com. Tomorrow we should have some folks coming out from Fort Riley. I know they have a holiday concert coming up. I'm sure that'll be a topic. Also, Manhattan Catholic Schools and Flint Hills Christian Schools. Stay tuned. More here on News Radio KMAN.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN. Manhattan.